Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion.
At Chicago, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for being here. Thank you for hanging out with me. And it's just you and me. I've got one more segment. I want to continue my conversation with you about 11 fundamentals, financial fundamentals. 11 financial fundamentals that every small business CEO must know if they're going to be successful, if they're going to be able to start, run, and sustain a business. You know, it's not enough just to have good products. It's not enough to have to be smart. It's not enough to work hard. You have to be able, if you do all those things and you keep doing them, your business can still fail if you don't set the financial fundamentals up right. But if you do, it will almost run itself. If you have the financial fundamentals established right, and you get the sales, you got customers, your products are good, your service is good, your organization is good, and you work hard, you can create an engine that will perpetuate. But if you don't, all the hard work in the world won't help you. So here's five more. Here's five of the last five of the 11 financial fundamentals I want you to think about. Capable CEOs identify the critical financial indicators and ratios that are revealed on the balance sheet and its relationship with the profit and loss statement. Now, your balance sheet and P&L, profit and loss, also called operating statement. I usually say operating statement. But anyway, those two statements are the two ones that you want to have your accountants create for you. And you want to have them at least quarterly, if not monthly, depending on how big your business is. And so, but on the balance sheet tells you about the general health of your company. What's the debt? What's the debt to equity ratio? What's your cash ratio to your current debt service? You got a bunch of ratios that your banker wants to keep up with. If that banker asks you for anything, they'll probably want your balance sheet so they can see the health of your company. So capable CEOs know what those are. Surviving CEOs believe and prepare for the cruel irony of how sales growth becomes dangerous when not properly funded. Indeed, that you can succeed yourself right out of business. This is what I was talking about earlier about your days receivable and days payable. If your vendors require you to pay in 30 days and your customers pay you in an average of 45 days, you're out of cash for 15 days, my friends. If you don't have a capitalization strategy to fund those 15 days, you're going to go out of business. You're not going to make it. And if you grow your business and don't fund that growth, you're going to succeed yourself right out of business. That's the cruel irony that you have to deal with. Next one is, when a business isn't profitable, a professional CEO's identify the top impediments to profitability and deal with them quickly, decisively, and without emotion. This is the hard part, folks. This gets hard because sometimes you have to cut to the bone when business isn't profitable. You have to fire a salesperson that you love because they can't get the job done. You've got to end a contract with a product with some service that you really like, but you can't afford it. So you got to do this do it quickly, decisively, and without emotion. Because every day you go without taking action to impact your profitability is lost money. Is money that you'll never get back. The next one. Perennially successful CEOs delegate many things well, but they stay very close to the company's cash picture. Anywhere from what your cash is required tomorrow to the next 12 months. This is huge, folks. And as you've heard me say before, I manage my own cash flow. In my business, I'm the one responsible for keeping up with where the cash is. And I don't manage my bank account or my accounting, but I know in the big picture cash. I know if I'm going to be out of cash in July, I know it right now. If I'm going to be low on cash in September, I know it right now. And I make plans for that. And finally, arguably the most important financial management CEO discipline, understand and monitor the relationship between what I call the three clocks of small business. The expense clock, the sales clock, and the cash clock. The expense clock is going on every day. It keeps on rolling. The sales clock can be interrupted by customers, right? And the cash, whether they buy or not, however motivated they may be in any given month, whether the economy is good or not. The cash clock has all kinds of ways of getting interrupted. So you got to know the relationship between the expense clock, the cash clock, and the sales clock. If you already own a small business, get busy working on your education on these fundamentals if you haven't. If you haven't started a business yet, don't start one until you can pass this course. Because remember, the ultimate responsibility for these financial fundamentals is on the CEO, and that's you. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.